Yes, Marlene is here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
So glad you're with us tonight. We've got a fantastic program for you. We're going to be talking or listening to Archangel Michael, Master Solaris, and we're going to have a very wonderful hour with David Christopher Lewis, the co-founder and spiritual director of the Heart Center Community. And I was amazed to get over 20 questions. Never thought we would get that many questions. So we will have a wonderful time with David as he answers questions. And I'm going to mute all of you now so we won't hear you if you're coughing or you're moving your background noises. And you will hear how you can get in on the action and unmute yourself later. But right now I'm going to mute you, and we will get started with our host, Dwayne Dubrowski. Dwayne, are you there? Dwayne, are you there? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
You're going to listen from over there?
Now
can
I can
hear me?
You. Okay. I'm going to mute everybody, and Dwayne, you will have to hit star six. Then you can go ahead and start.
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Good evening, Heart Friends, and welcome to our February 27th Heart Share teleclass. We would like to be aware of those of you attending this class, and we would like to meet you, know more about you, and know where you are from. If you would like to meet one of us in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You'll hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer, or stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions, answers, and prayers. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Leela, Barbara, Marlene, Cindy, Sharon, Donna Dragan, Donna Korth, Marion Schrodel, and myself, Dwayne. We present this class and are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth, Barbara Gabbert, or any of the team members you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone. We know that is invited to this class. You may also express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of this class, and we will honor them and you. We are composed of many people whose desire is to share the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. I'd like to give you our mission statement. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings of love, wisdom throughout the earth. We have a wonderful class tonight with Archangel Michael, Master Solaris, and with David Lewis, who is our teacher, author, and messenger for the Heart Center. You will be getting a planetary update on the chemtrails, Fukushima, radiation, how they affect us, and solutions for all of us. I suggest you have a pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more, and it's very convenient to have your hands free and enable you to walk around, take notes, and meditate with us. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. We have muted you, and you can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. If you would like to share something or ask questions during our class, please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. And when you are through speaking, press star 6 again, and you will be muted again. This is important to block out noise and interference. And we ask that you be fairly brief if you have a question or comment so that we can finish the class on time. I'd like to give an invocation. In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Buddha Self and of every soul, I call to beloved Archangel Michael and Faith, Solaris, El Moria, Mother Mary, Jesus, and all of our beloved sponsoring masters, angels, and heavenly hosts, working with our heart center and all of our souls. We give our gratitude for your protection, love, inspiration, and guidance on our path. And we ask for your overshining presence over this night. Illuminate our consciousness to incorporate the teachings we will receive this night in God's perfect will, wisdom, and love. Thank you. Amen. Tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that is on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat the prayer with me one time. This is also 10.000 in your prayer book if you have one with a slightly different preamble. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. We also call tonight to the entire spirit of the Great White Brotherhood, all cosmic beings who love this planet, and to the nine choirs of angels from out the great central sun, for the protection of all living creatures and growing things on this planet, from nuclear radiation, chemical toxins, and unnecessary destruction. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of Mother Earth. Archangel Michael, protect us. Dear Michael, Archangel, we call unto you. Protect us, defend us in circles of blue. Blaze, God, power, protection, direction, and might. The will to keep on and the victory of light. Transcendent blue lightning, now help us to fly. Take us with your hosts to retreats in the sky. Dear Michael, Archangel, your legions descend. Set free every soul so all may ascend. Blaze, God, power, protection, direction, and might. The will to keep on and the victory of light. Transcendent blue lightning, now help us to fly. Take us with your hosts to retreats in the sky. Dear Michael, Archangel, infuse us with love to meet every challenge with light from above. Blaze, God, power, protection, direction, and might. The will to keep on and the victory of light. Transcendent blue lightning, now help us to fly. Take us with your hosts to retreats in the sky. I am in your armor of blue flame now dressed. I am in your aura of light fully blessed. I am in your armor of blue flame now dressed. I am in your aura of light fully blessed. I am in your armor of blue flame now dressed. I am in your aura of light fully blessed.
Dwayne, I'll play the song.
Amen.
Dwayne, I'll play the song part of this.
Thank you.
Donna. Here we go.
Dear Michael, Archangel, we call on you.
Okay, Duane, go ahead.
Thank you, Donna. I would just like to mention a couple of things concerning our different activities that are coming up. Tomorrow night, Friday, the February 28th, David Christopher Lewis will lead a monthly diamond crystal purity service with prayers, mantra, songs, guided meditations, for personal and planetary clearances through the white ray. And this is a wonderful opportunity. And I just wanted to say that we have many teachings available on the Heart Center website. And if you do not have a computer and would like to learn of opportunities in praying together, participating in services, or joining a book study via the telephone, please contact us and we can assist you in this. With this, for instance, this morning, David spoke on the Dr. Pat show, and I was attempting to go back on the computer this afternoon and get more information on that for future classes. I did actually check to see if I could find it, and I didn't see any earlier today. There's a past class, and there will be a number more coming where David is talking about the Advanced Studies of the Human Aura book, which is just a wonderful study. So if you do have an interest in communicating via the telephone for other opportunities, that would be a fine thing for you to do, to do that. And so I think I'm going to pass this back to Donna, and thank you.
Thank you, Dwyn. That's great. Yes, we have many opportunities, and I hope those of you who do not have computers will go to your library, or maybe a friend will share with you. That's a very good source of finding out what's going on with the Heart Center. But the next thing that we're really excited about is, as Dwyn mentioned, the Dr. Pat show, and there's going to be information about that on our website also, or you can call any of us. Touch with any of us, and we will be glad. We're going to hear from Archangel Michael, who gave an outstanding heart stream just a few days ago. I think it was February. And this heart stream actually changed the world, and you will hear it right now. So here we go. I'm getting it set up.
As your Archangel Michael, I am come this day with a dispensation from the Lord of Life, the Lord God of Hosts, to whom you have called for intercession. And this dispensation is that if you sing and pray each day to me, giving your calls, your fiats, your invocations, with the fullness of your heart, and ask that my legions soar to the heavens, that we will intercede in regard to the diabolical manifestation known as chemtrailing that you have seen in the heavens, Blessed Ones. Truly, the powers of man are no match for the powers of God. When his legions of light answer the call of mankind, and miracles ensue, the majesty of God is manifest, and the mysterious, the monumental, becomes manifest, because God is greater than all darkness that you see upon earth, dearest one. The light of the great central sun has the ability to consume anything less than the perfected matrix of perfect beingness, and that which the source emitted in that original song of the spirit. Let there be light. Therefore, when you call for the consuming by the power of Archangel Michael and my legion of the negativity manifest through chemtrails, a legion of my angels will soar directly behind each of those jets which have been thrust into the skies at the behest of the Dark Ones. To foment destruction and annihilation and disease upon mankind as a man-made plague of sorts in recent years. And by the power vested in the miracle light of God that we wield, we will absorb, we will contain, we will transmute by the action of light the harmful chemicals and atoms that many of you are aware of that are being released into Earth's atmosphere. The call compels the answer. Heaven answers this day, for many of you have expressed your concern. You have shared the evidence which has been revealed that the Dark Ones have not desired mankind to know. And thus, there is an answer to this dilemma, and it is through God's light and the action of the blue ray accelerated to an extreme level of perfection in the eternal light of God. For this, dearest ones, is the only answer to this devilish manifestation of darkness. In past ages, long ago, black magicians and necromancers created all manner of ill-formed imagery and diabolical substances meant to destroy the God DNA, the chromosomal genes within the sons and daughters of God, to distort their reality and to control them into submission through a form of human slavery. No more have they any power over the sons and daughters of God, who through the I Am name proclaim and offer their songs of praise, their words of prayer, holiness unto the Lord, by which and through which divine absolution occurs. For the graciousness of God, the mercy of the Lord, is great to the elect, those clothed in white, who have beheld the Lamb slain by the powers of darkness. And that blood, as the light of transmutation, is shed this day within the sky and the atmosphere for the consuming of this manifestation of the energy veil evil across the earth. Concurrently now, the 24 elders at the seat of authority of God government on Sirius announce the judgment upon those responsible in the earth for this diabolical manifestation. The life force vouchsafed to these who have misused science, technology, and aerodynamics is now in the earth on this day, fulfilled through this action of judgment. The power is withdrawn from them that they have wielded at a certain level of awareness, and through their free will experience, the breath of life within their soul is removed by the Holy Spirit. And though some may continue to live within the earth for a time and a time and a half a time.
I want to stop here just briefly to explain what a time and a half a time is. That's each time is a year. And you learn this if you study the Bible at all. In Daniel, it talks about a time and a time and a half at times also. And a time is a whole year, and they call it a season when it's translated into English, which means all four seasons. That's a complete time. So that means these beings who have had their powers removed or are having it removed now will exist until around the middle or end of August 2016, in case you want to keep track.
Yes, the action is complete in the etheric plane. And K-17 with Cyclopea steps forward with the evidence of this plot and strategy of darkness. And thus, the Lord has spoken. The sword has descended. And again, a shield of light, a dome of protection is established within the etheric and mental planes of the earth for you all. And it is now your responsibility to call it forth fully into manifestation within the emotional and the physical planes by your daily prayers, calls. And see us. Yes, the Lord God says unto some, thus far and no farther, you may not manipulate the substance within the earth or the dark deeds of nihilism, of death, destruction, and infamy. And therefore, this action by your prayers this day is accomplished. I am Archangel Michael. I stand with the hosts of the Lord within the atmosphere of the earth. We wield our swords of the Spirit, and we defend the woman and her seed, the seed of light, throughout Terra. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, how many of you are willing to give your fiats, your prayers, your calls? This is important, and it's our part of the deal. We must give our prayers, our calls, daily. I know that for 2 days, after this message, I was thrilled to take my dogs for a walk and look up in the sky and see no chemtrails at all, which was the first time that I could think of when I take my dogs out and it's a clear day. It was the first time. Since then, I've only seen one or two, so they seem to be declining, almost like whoever is doing it is a little unsure. So it's an interesting thing, but you can just look up at the sky and raise your hand towards those chemtrails and say, Archangel Michael, in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we call upon you and your legions to dissolve, transmute, and transform these chemtrails. And that's what they do. You can come up with your own prayer. That's the one that I just thought of. So now we're going to hear Solaris before King. He's called the Sun King also, or Solaris, and we will hear him first, and then we will have David with us.
I am Solaris, and I come as the Sun King from another system of worlds to shine my light upon and within the earth. And through you, O sons and daughters of God, for the restoration of wholeness for this earth and for the healing of the Pacific Fire Ring. Blaze for the light of the sun. Blaze for the light of the sun. Blaze for the light of the sun here and within every creature that lives and moves and has its being within the water, the air, the fire, and the earth. You have called forth a light this weekend, and many masters and divine beings have answered, and I come at the request and behest of the 24 elders and the great karmic board to assist this earth in the alchemy of the restoration of wholeness. Therefore, by the grace of the Divine One, there is an alchemization. There is an alchemization of light through a matrix that I, by divine decree, have delivered to Cusco.
Excuse me, Donna?
Yes.
Who regulates
this recording being played, and I'll explain why.
Okay, you'd like me to stop it?
Yeah, the reason is this dictation was only for those who registered and paid for the event.
Oh,
it is not
okay,
to be played publicly, and I'm sorry.
Okay, I think that 90% of the people listening did register and for the event, but that's fine.
Well,
I'll just stop.
I'm sorry, but it hasn't been edited. I heard a mistake that I made, and the master is asking me to halt this because even if there's one or two people on the call who did not register for that class, it's inappropriate to play it, and I apologize for not thinking of that earlier.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That'll give us more time for you anyway, which is what we really want. So
okay.
We will do. Okay, thank you. Okay, everybody, I would like to introduce to you tonight David Christopher Lewis. I'd like to just tell you a little bit about him first before he starts, and he's going to answer some of the many questions that absolutely overwhelmed me. I never thought we would get this many questions, and I think David didn't either. I think he was pretty surprised. But David is the co-founder and spiritual director of the Heart Center community, and David has been devoted to higher truths and the Ascended Master's teachings for over 40 years. David receives, through the gift of locution, practical, progressive revelations from ascended masters, angels, and cosmic beings, and we call these messages heart strings. These messages are for the edifying of light bearers everywhere who choose to receive them with open hearts and minds. And I want you to know that David did not choose to become a spiritual director of a movement. In fact, he was quite aware that if he did so, it would require considerable sacrifice on his part, such as giving up his business, losing many friends, and other sacrifices. So he did not seek this responsibility. It was offered to him by higher beings, and after much prayer and consideration, as I understand it, he accepted. And we who benefit from this are very grateful. So David has the questions that were submitted, and I'm going to let him choose from those and do what he can in this length of time we have. And David, you have actually until 8:30 for you, I guess it would be.
Okay. Well, bless you, everyone, and thank you, Donna, and I'm sorry for that little hiccup in the recording in the program tonight.
That's fine.
We honor all of you, and tonight, the Ascended Master Lanello will be the one that will answer the questions through me. And so I formally invite him and ask for his guiding presence and overshining light and holy wisdom to flow through me and through all of us, because we are all by choice now attuned to the mind of God, and through that universal mind we receive the wisdom that's essential for us to have as the answer to these questions. And typically the masters will draw out our own wisdom as well as deliver various little tidbits of divine truth that will spur us on to our own divinity and the acceleration of light within our beings. So I'm going to skip around and just see what happens here, and actually start with the very last question I received, which is it okay to continue to use some of the old prayers we learned from Buddha Ma, such as Archangel Michael's Rosary? And of course, any prayer from any dispensation, organization, religion, movement, given with love, deep devotion, intention, and reverence, invokes the light of God through God's emissaries, which would be many, which are many, including the archangels. And so whatever works for you, please continue it. The Heart Center Movement has many new prayers which have new energies, frequencies that are specific for today and which work at a new level of beingness to help us to make greater progress for the now. You know, older prayers are okay. The Lord's Prayer, of course, by Jesus, is still a beautiful prayer. I give many different forms of rosaries, having grown up Catholic, some which I've been blessed to receive from Mother Mary and other divine beings, Kuan Yin, Vesta. And so what's really important is not necessarily just the words of the prayer. It's really the devotion, the consecration of the prayer, and our ability to impregnate within the words the feeling of divine love that we have for all life, for God, for our Creator, and for one another. And if we really follow the first and most important commandment, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, strength, and soul, and then to love our neighbors as ourselves, we fulfill all. And all the other words that we use, the mantras that we give, the songs that we sing, really spring from that original devotional command to love God with our entire being. So if we can pour forth love through our words, through any prayer, any rosary, any collection of verses and rhyming words, or especially in words that we ourselves craft in very personal ways for our loved ones, our communities, people that we know that are going through crises or that require healing, comfort, etc. To me, these prayers are just and maybe even more effective than using prayers that other people have created, because they spring forth from our own experience and our hearts. I see the image before me of the little child kneeling in prayer at his bedside, with eyes closed, hands folded in or extended upward, and sometimes a little dog next to him and saying whatever words come to his own mind and heart. I believe the angels will answer his prayer magnificently because it is offered with purity, with grace, with tenderness, and often with simplicity, and not a whole litany of words. So Lonello says, be childlike in your prayers. Put yourself in the mode of being a little one again, in love with God, and feel the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, and implore the Holy Spirit to give you the various gifts, the 9 sacred gifts mentioned in the New Testament. And when you have those gifts bestowed upon you with grace and by the mercy of God, your prayers will become even more powerful because you know that God is the doer and not yourself. And God answers through his emissaries, especially the angels and archangels. So that's that question. From Silmi in Hong Kong, I would like to know how to connect quickly with angels and archangels and how to receive clear help and guidance from them. Well, part of this was already shared in the first answer. I believe that meditation and prayer and using the name of God, I am that I am, in the English language, to invoke the angels and archangels brings their presence, their divine light, and their intercession directly to us. They are here for us, even though many of us do not see them. Some people do. If we believe in our words, if we have faith in what we ask for, as the scripture says, we can move mountains, and the Lord will answer. You know, most of the Bible was written by those who believed in their prayers, and their prayers ultimately manifest miracles. Moses, Elijah, Elisha, Jesus, and the apostles, and many others. So even though this was recorded in Scripture, there's a scripture that we are writing today through our conscious lives. And when we accept the love of God, the power of God, the dynamism of the Spirit within our lives each day, and that we, by God's grace, can be there for humanity and pray, we do connect with the archangels and angels of the Lord. When we ask them to come to the earth and intercede and mediate. I have to tell you that after this dictation by Archangel Michael that you heard, I received an email from a cherished heart friend, and I believe it's okay to mention her name. That's Jackie Fleeter. And she said that the night before, she prayed to Archangel Michael and the 420 elders to do something about chemtrails. She had sent an email to the Council of the Heart Center with a link to something about chemtrails, which I saw the email, but I hadn't read it. And after she sent that email, she prayed with her heart to Archangel Michael and the 420 elders. The very next day, Archangel Michael dictated, and you heard the message. And in that message, he mentions the 420 elders. Well, when Jackie emailed me, I called her back, and I told her that because of the purity of her heart, her call was answered quickly. Outwardly, I had no knowledge of her prayer the night before. I simply was in my office, in my home, and that particular morning, the archangel came to me, and the dictation, the heart's dream, occurred. Now, you have the ability to pray just as Jackie did, and to implore heaven to deal with crises and problems across the earth. And if you believe in God, which I think you all do, and if you believe and accept the presence of the Ascended Master, the host of the Lord, the saints robed in white, Jesus, the magnificent Christ for the ages, then your prayers will be answered like Jackie's, and you will see the results. Sometimes, maybe not, the next day. Maybe it will take a week, a month. Who knows? Yet, by your faith, the power of God descends and the answer comes. Now, personally, I love our Rosary of Faith and our Rosary of Divine Quintessence. And Silmi, if you would choose to procure these rituals from our website, the first one is actually 9.014 in our prayer book, so it's free. You can give that rosary, or you can secure the audio CD and play it. Now, the Rosary of Divine Quintessence is not free on our website. We have it in both booklet and audio form on a CD for purchase. These are magnificent rituals which very systematically and emphatically invoke the seven archei, who are the feminine archangels, and the Rosary of Faith, and then the five crystal ray archei and their complements, the archangels of the five crystal rays. We used to call them secret rays. And they perform amazing, beneficent work on behalf of humanity. And the masters at times have shared how important the work is that they perform when we invoke them. So, I hope this answers your question. Simply calling to them in a song, a prayer, a fiat such as, Archangel Michael, help me. Or Archangel Jophiel, illumine me. Archangel Chamuel, improve my heart-centeredness and help me to be more devotional today. Archangel Gabriel, help me to purify my consciousness, my body temple, and bring forth the ascension flame and current into my conscious awareness. Archangel Raphael, heal the children and save the unborn from the scourge of abortion. Archangel Uriel, serve those who serve others as they serve, to embolden and empower them through their service. Fill their cups with light. Give them hope and joy, radiance and peace. Archangel Zachiel, liberate those who are caught in a web of deception, injustice, and a lack of self-knowledge, those who are not free from their egoic self. Liberate them, raise them, and grace them with your presence of love and the alchemy of the spirit of the seventh ray. These are examples of very short and quick prayers that you can give. And, of course, make them your own by using your own words. So you can use a ritual that's come through our dispensation. You can give your own prayers. And I know that when your heart is in it and your mind accepts it and your will believes it, that it is true, real, and the light of God is there. Margaret Goldgore from Tennessee says, what things do we have to do to attain our ascension in this heart center movement? Is it as hard as it was in the previous organization, the Summit Lighthouse? Well, I can assure you that the Heart Center was founded as a continuation of the teachings of the Ascended Masters as released through the Summit Lighthouse. In fact, I applied to be a messenger in that movement and was told that there would be no more messengers, even though Mark Prophet said, after the first public dictation through Elizabeth Clare Prophet, his wife, who we called endearingly Mother, that there would be a messenger in the Summit Lighthouse for 1,000 years. So I don't know why the current leadership feels that there will be no more messengers. Well, I guess there won't be, because they will not allow it. So the masters started a new movement, and they knew what the leadership would do, and it's okay. They have their path, and we don't condemn. We love, and we send them light and harmony and peace. We are never the judge. God is the judge. Having said this, the same teachings apply today as applied before. The requirements for the ascension are the balancing of at least 51% of one's karma, the balancing of our threefold flame, the fulfillment of our dharma or our sacred mission, our divine plan, what we agreed to do with the Lords of Karma and our divine mentors before we incarnated. And some of this typically extends over a number of lifetimes and may be fulfilled in our final incarnation. And also to resolve our psychology, in other words, to balance the alpha and omega, the masculine and feminine, within ourselves. Because really this is important. If we do all these other things and yet we're inharmonious within ourselves at some level, there are things brewing in our subconscious that we haven't really resolved, then that doesn't serve us. And it's better to handle it and deal with it while we're physically incarnate upon Earth. Now, my sense of the ascension is, as I've shared it, the fact that it's just a new beginning. It's a new phase of our existence in a higher energy level or shell of beingness at a different frequency where we are invisible to human eyes and yet one with God eternally. So as newly ascended masters, we're like the new babes on the block. We have to learn a lot and grow a lot, and so the learning and the growing never stops. The evolution continues. So even though we're eternal in that we don't have to reincarnate again, it doesn't mean that we're perfect in everything in all ways, because there's so much more to learn and understand and grow into. And even ascended masters do things that at times they learn from. Remember, El Morya was benched. He gave certain energies to his disciples upon earth, and then they misused those, and he wasn't allowed to do certain things. So he had to abide by certain cosmic laws. So the same requirements are there, yet let's not get too stuck in the dynamics of what we think the requirements are. Let's be focused on living in the present moment, living in our presence, focusing on God, loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. And I think that if we have purity of heart and motive, if we do everything with love and joy, if we pray for our enemies and actually ultimately consider everybody as a friend and not even have enemies, and if we embrace each day as it comes with holiness and grace, that when God sees fit to raise us wholly into the light, we will be eternally one with God. If there are still things for us to fulfill, we may have to reincarnate. And yet even then, I believe that we'll be secure in a lifetime where things may be a bit easier, sometimes more challenging, and yet we arrange our lifetimes before incarnating so that we can pass our initiations and we can make the best progress and we can serve humanity with our highest gifts. So I don't think we should be so focused on the ascension and kind of stuck in this mentality that we have to do this and have to do that. We have to pray 2.5 hours a day. We have to do this and that and that and that. Because life is more about a to-do list, even a spiritual to-do list. It's really about compassion, love, being present in the present moment, and giving our all with great feeling and cherishment for all life. I believe a life of consecration and devotion, of adoration, and of givingness is the surest path to the heart of God. And when we love one another, we will serve one another. When we love one another, we don't operate from the ego or make major mistakes that we then regret and have to ask for absolution or forgiveness. So we make greater progress when we're conscious, when we're wise as serpents and harmless as doves, when we are childlike, and when we are accepting of all people, non-judgmental, operating in a field of non-duality, which is that we don't analyze so much from the human mind. We accept from the level of the divine mind, from higher truth, from the pure space of beingness, from which all things flow, all things glow, and all things grow. So thank you, Margaret. You know, there's one question here that was really awesome in that I had no clue about the answer to who these individuals are. So it says, can you tell us any more about the Lords of Individuality, the lords of form, the lords of mind, and the lords of creation. What do all these lords do for our planet? Well, this springs from a prayer that we used to give in the Summit Lighthouse. I believe it was round-the-clock protection, and it was an understanding of the cosmic clock as taught to Elizabeth Clare Prophet by Mother Mary. And I believe that the lords of wisdom are on the 8 o'clock line of Virgo. Lords of individuality were on the 9 o'clock line of Libra. The lords of form on the 10 o'clock line of Scorpio. And the lords of mind on the 11 o'clock line of Sagittarius. And as I looked at the cosmic clock and the various divine beings who serve in the hierarchies of light in the heaven world, suffusing their consciousness through the various masters that represent those lines of the clock, I see a connection between, let's say, the lords of wisdom on the 8 o'clock line and the, lords are on the 2 o'clock line and polarity, the ascended masters, great hosts of ascended masters. Well, on the 8 o'clock line, we have Lord Lanto, and on the 2 o'clock line, we have Jesus. Both are really yellow ray masters, and they focus the light of wisdom. And the great hosts of ascended masters are serving on the yellow ray of the threefold flame, where the angels and archangels are on the pink flame, the masters are on the yellow, and the Elohim and the elementals are on the blue. So I'm speaking to many of you who have studied the cosmic clock, and if you haven't, you'll have to forgive me, but I'm moving into this arena and domain because this question was asked and it's very interesting. So the lords of wisdom are those divine beings who focus the light of the yellow ray to illumine mankind, and they do include the world teachers and these great beings who focus the light of the sun and of the holy rays of God representing the Son of God. Now the lords of individuality on the 9 o'clock line of Libra pull with on the 3 o'clock line of Aries the great central sun magnet. These lords work with the Holy Spirit and Mighty Victory on the 9 o'clock line to bring an indivisible and undivided matrix of perfection as it begins to manifest in the physical plane, because the 9 o'clock line is the beginning of the physical dimension on the cosmic clock. So the word individed, individual, we are individed. In other words, we are a unity. And we are a divine type of ego in our higher self, one with God. So the lords of individuality teach mankind how to remain in the state of non-divisiveness, of unity, of beingness, one with God. And they model for us this very high frequency of feeling that oneness with the divine, with the source, with the creator at all times. Because this feeling and this sense of our oneness is imperative for us to yoke ourselves to the divine one and to have our return to the heart of God. Now the lords of form on the 10 o'clock line of Scorpio pull with the 4 o'clock line represented by the seven mighty Elohim. And there's a direct link here because the lords of form are those who are infested with Cyclopea on the line of Scorpio with precipitating in the physical plane form modeled after divine thought. Form follows function, we've heard in science and in design. Well, the Elohim are the creators, and so obviously they work very assiduously to plan the creation before it's brought forth in the physical. It evolves through the etheric, the mental, the emotional, and finally the physical. So the seven mighty Elohim, with Godfrey on the 4 o'clock line, polling with the Lords of Form and Cyclopea on the 10 of Scorpio, together continue to sustain the cosmos, the matter planes, or what's called the spirit matter planes, by their very heightened awareness, their cosmic consciousness, their comprehensive beingness that extends in galaxies and star systems beyond our solar system. These are very amazing beings who conceptualize and then precipitate through divine ideation these cosmic thought forms into the physical. They are masters of precipitation and alchemy of the highest order. So if you desire to learn from them, pray to Cyclopea, because Cyclopea will help you to conceptualize with the all-seeing eye of God and with the pure unity consciousness through your third eye. The Lords of Mind are on the 11 o'clock line of Sagittarius. They pull with the Legions of Mercury on the 5 o'clock line, represented by El Moria. So Moria and Maitreya on the 11 work together to bring forth the teachings for today, such as the advanced studies of the human aura, such as what Lord Maitreya shared recently, I believe, at our conference in San Diego or just before that conference. A beautiful heart stream from Lord Maitreya. He was the former world teacher, and I believe I shared more about him in San Diego at our event. And by the way, probably soon you will be able to pay for that event and then have access to the replays if you weren't part of that registration process. And if you were, you have the link to go back and listen to what I shared about Lord Maitreya. Magnificent teaching. Well, he's a pure example of one of the Lords of Mind. Those who have pure mindfulness, the Buddhas, the Buddha beings of the Pure Land. And the Legions of Mercury have a very accelerated momentum of God consciousness. You know, Nike and God Mercury, or Hermes Trismegistus, have divine thoughts that vibrate at such a high level that they're really beyond our human sight and how quickly they move. The planet Mercury moves around the sun in 88 days. Isn't that interesting? 8-8, both Buddhic numbers, representing double infinity. Takes Earth 365 and a quarter days, approximately. So you can see how these Legions of Mercury facilitate a very high and quick, like quicksilver, manifestation of mindfulness that we can aspire to with El Moria, with Lord Maitreya, we can increase our ability to cognize, to think majestically and harmoniously when we meditate, when we get up early and solar gaze and allow the sun's energies to come into our being and stimulate our pineal and pituitary glands and harmonize all within us and increase our solar radiance. Now, there's also beings called the Lords of Creation. These are the Elohim. And the Builders of Form is another term that's been used. This term represents both the Elohim and the elementals of the Blue Kingdom. So the higher Builders of Form, of course, are the Elohim, and yet they require in our dimension the elementals to actually build the material plane that we live upon, the earth, and all that we partake of as we are physically incarnate upon earth. So the Lords of Wisdom, Lords of Individuality, the Lords of Form, the Lords of Mind, and ultimately the Lords of Creation, really, they're also on the 4 o'clock line because they are the seven mighty Elohim, are all magnificent beings. The fact that they're called Lords means that they have as or greater attainment than Jesus. As or greater attainment than Jesus the Christ. Because he, we call Lord. We refer to Lord Maitreya, Lord Lanto, Lord Moriel. In fact, the Lords of the Rays, the seven Chohans, are all called Lords. So many of these Chohans are within this group of the Lords. And to become a Lord, what do you have to do? You have to manifest the law of the Word in your being by being completely obedient to the laws of God, the laws of cosmos, which all stem from the law of love. So we can aspire to be true lords of the flame, not just knights and squires and lords and what we saw, those who have been knighted in Great Britain. We're talking about the real lords. Those who serve God with all of their heart and being. So these are magnificent beings. When you invoke them, if you are sensitive, you will feel the power of the will and the mind and the heart that they wield in perfect balance. And so I invite you to invite them to be with you, to overshine you, to inspire you, to magnify God's light through your worlds and accelerate you into higher consciousness. Because when you give them the authority to do so, they will assist you. Years ago, I made a list of every ascended master that I'd ever heard of. I typed up this list. And for years, probably 2 decades, every morning, I would name these beings. And I'd ask for their electronic presence over me. El Moria and the Darjeeling Council, Lord Lanto and the Brotherhood of the Royal Teton, Paul the Venetian, Ruth Hawkins, Serapis Bay, the Brotherhood of Luxor, Hilarion, Nada, St. Germain, Portia, Maha Chohan, Archangel Michael, Faith, Jophiel, Christine, Chamuel, Charity, Gabriel, Hope, Raphael, Mother Mary, Uriel, Aurora, Zacchiel, Holy Amethyst, Uziel, Ariel, Azrael, Micah, Angel of Unity, Angels of the Cosmocos of White Fire, Angel who rolled away the stone, Angel clothed with a cloud and a rainbow upon his head, Listening Angel, the Restored Angels, Angel of the Revelation, Angel of the Resurrection, Angels of the Agony and Gethsemane, Angel of the Eucharist, Christmas Angels, Hercules, Amazonia, Apollo, Luna, Eros, Amora, Purity, Estrella, Cyclopea, Virginia, great silent watchers, peace, aloha, Arcturus, Victoria, Virgo, Pallur, Neptune, Luara, Aries, and Thorin, Aramis and Diana, Omritas, and the 144,000 priests and priestesses of the sacred fire from the violet planet, Alpha and Omega, Helios and Vesta Maximus. And then this was only about a fourth of the names. And then after I named everyone, I would give my fiats, and I made a daily invocation, calling forth every dispensation I could think of, praying for my family, my loved ones, the messengers, the staff, the arresting of the spiral of abortion on earth, child abuse, cruelty, neglect, pedophilia, pornography, and prostitution, and all crimes leveled against humanity, and the children and youth of America and the world. Bind all entities and demons and discarnates attacking them or attempting to make them ingest and or distribute all manner of drugs, etc. Arrest the spirals of hatred, racial strife, rape, murder, war, manipulation of the governments and economies of America and the world. So these are just slight little tidbits. Probably for 2 decades I gave that every morning. You know, God answers our prayers. And so I believe that through constancy, through dedication, over time, we develop ourselves. The call does compel the answer, and we are called to higher service. Now, I'm not just tooting my own horn. I'm giving you an example of why I am in the position I'm in. And if you desire to be a greater world server, consecrate your life. Get up early, as I did for 30 years, and pray for an hour to an hour and a half to 2.5 hours. Meditate, sing. And, you know, since the time I was 10 years old and had a paper out, I would love to get up at 5 a.m. I feel God's presence deeply at that time of day. And I love to watch the sunrise. So, back to the questions here. From Richard in Baltimore, regarding the safety of solar gazing up to 1 hour before or after sunset sunrise, there is conflicting info, including the Maitreya that is talked about on the website called ShareInternational.org. He advises against doing this for eye health. Plus, there are warnings from eye care experts to not look at the sun. Why do you think it is safe? Why is there not agreement of ascended masters on this? The above site claims that Maitreya has been here for many years and lives in London. Well, that's bogus. Don't trust that. Maitreya is not incarnate in a physical body now. I don't trust this information. We get our information from the experts, HRM, the Indian master, and also from the master Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff. If you look on our website, and maybe Donna can help Richard from Baltimore to find exactly where that is, we share with you the matrix on solar gazing so that it's safe. You start with only 10 seconds looking at the sun directly, only for the first hour after sunrise, and you only add 10 seconds a day. Gradually building up. And there are other keys to doing it properly. I won't get into all the details. The information's on our website. Follow it. Don't try to accelerate it too fast or do too much too quickly. Do it gradually, and it's safe. Native American peoples have been looking at the sun for eons. Have they all gone blind? No. There's a lot of misinformation only because of fear and because people have not been taught the truth from their childhood. So the Ascended Masters all agree on this. And this information you read, I question. And the fact that this guy claims to be Maitreya living in London is bogus. And I'm sorry to have to say that, but it's the truth. Okay, number 3, clarify the relationship between heart and mind. I thought the heart center and feeling was to lead over the mind. But reading The Magic Presence, St. Germain, page 116, advocates the wisdom of the mind over feeling. Also, isn't feeling a key to creating and manifesting? Well, the key is to have balance. And when St. Germain's talking about the wisdom of the mind over feeling, I think he's talking about the fact that people couldn't control their feelings and they were emotionally imbalanced, and you can't just allow your feelings to go rampant without there being the harmony that ensues when your feelings are God-directed through the mind of God. So we know today that many people are more centered in their brains and in their thinking than in their heart. In our heart center movement and in our document that we call our 800-word document, our Declaration of Spiritual Freedom, we say that we are a movement of love wisdom, and it's hyphenated, love-wisdom, and that we believe in the heart-mind connection, which means that our hearts and minds are working in synchronicity and in unity. And when we have this balance of love and wisdom, and of course, faith or power of our wills, then there won't be a disparity. There won't be an imbalance in our feeling world or our thinking processes. There is harmony and love and wisdom present in that perfect balance. So I think that you know, you intuit, and you both know and intuit through both the heart and the mind when you are in attunement with God. Intuition flows primarily, I believe, through the heart, and yet the ideas, the concepts flow through our minds. And yet we can feel through our intuition great truth. We can discern by the power of the Holy Spirit amazing things that are not just present through the normal thinking processes that most people engage in, because that level of thinking doesn't rise to our presence. From the point of our presence, our God presence, our I Am presence, flows perfect thoughts, flows perfect feelings through the crystal cord. The crystal cord descends, and where is that light that flows through the crystal cord anchored? In the heart. You see it in the chart flowing through the brain or the mind, yet the causative energy patterns, the crystalline frequencies, spring forth first within the heart, because that's the spark of God within us. And then they flow up into the mind and are manifest through all of our faculties. So the relationship between the heart and mind is key for us to have balance and maintain presence. And much has been shared about this in the Ascended Master's teachings in our movement, because as I said, we are a movement of love wisdom, and we've documented it and averred it in this beautiful treatise that we call our Declaration of Spiritual Freedom. So you can find that on our webpage. We sell little cards. Well, they're not so little. There's I don't know, they're about maybe close to 11 by 14 in our bookstore. It's a beautiful document on parchment paper. I encourage you to secure it, to really study those words and to make them real for your life. Okay, Frank Rush in Baltimore says, referencing chapter 40 in the Advanced Studies of the Human Heart book, please expand on the subject of forgiveness and or judgment and offer additional insight. This is a chapter that relates your life reading experience, particularly the part where you had to forgive the person killed you and took the tool you invented. Well, forgiveness and justice are flip sides of the same coin. You know, on the karmic board, we have Kuan Yin and we have Portia. And I can tell you that at times, Kuan Yin, even though she normally facilitates what we would call mercy and forgiveness, can also be an intense lady master who sees that a soul may require the sword of cosmic justice, or what we would call judgment, in order to cleave or sunder the real from the unreal within them so that they can make greater progress. And at times, Portia, this goddess of justice, can also extend the hand of mercy to individuals and souls through the seventh ray of alchemy and freedom. So they work together to have balance so that we don't overdo mercy to become license for the soul to do what it pleases without consequences. And we don't overdo justice to the point where people are incarcerated beyond what is necessary for them to learn and to make amends and to work on balancing their debt to life and the cosmic ledger. So when we forgive, and first of all, we forgive ourselves, and we ask for forgiveness, we're put in the position of humility. We abase the human, and by abasing the human, we invoke the divine. And this is where, in the Libra scales of cosmic justice, we have the balance that is required for us to have the insight necessary to know when to speak up, when not to speak, when to be forthright and be vocal and outspoken, and when to simply kind of bite our tongue and abide and be patient. In the case of when I had to forgive this individual, it was really ultimately so that I could transmute the core of anger of my reaction. And that's where I was stuck. And so forgiving this individual released me. Yeah, I forgave him, but in that forgiveness, I was released. So I think forgiveness releases ourselves, and then we no longer have these ties to people that are not required anymore for us to learn from. We have learned our lesson, moved on, we've forgiven them. By forgiving them, we've really absolved ourselves in the process. And the Holy Spirit and the seventh reaction of the violet light transmutes, dissolves, consumes, and the cause-effect record of memory is completely dissolved, obliterated from the Book of Life. That record is no more, and we are free. So I think we're at the point of about 8:30 now. These are the questions that I could, on behalf of the Master, share the answers to tonight. And I will keep these questions to share during subsequent morning broadcasts, the answers to as the Masters, including Lonello, may desire to share them with us. So thank you, Lonello, for these beautiful messages of love and light tonight. I am always inspired by what comes because I don't know what's going to be said. And as much as I've shared, as the wisdom and the teachings are important, to me the energy and the presence of the Master, the love, the light, and the Holy Spirit flow is just as empowering and important for us. So praise God, and I'll return the call tonight to our beloved Reverend Donna Korth. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, David. I'm so grateful for this time you spent with us. I know it's been a a long, challenging day, time for you. So we are very appreciative. And at this time, I would like to call on Cynthia. Cynthia, if you're there, would you close in prayer and seal this evening, and we will let everybody go.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. In the name I am that I am, and by our beloved Holy Christ, Buddha selves, we are so grateful, beloved Manella, for your guidance and inspiration and energies this evening. We are so grateful for beloved David Christopher Lewis for his selfless service to humanity and to all that was on this call tonight. We pray that all that we hear on this call will now be able to take this beautiful teachings into their hearts, their minds, their souls, and bring a higher reality into their daily lives. We are so grateful for beloved Donna Corus and all she does for the Heart Center. And we're so grateful to all the masters and our Father, Mother, God, Alpha and Omega, and Helios and Vesta. Good night, everyone, and have a beautiful evening. Amen.
If any of you want to stay and pray, I will be here, and I would be glad to take your prayer request. I know it's a little bit later, but that's, you know, we're also here for you. So if you have some prayer requests, just hit *6 and let me know what they are, and we will definitely cover them.
Hi, Donna. This is Rebecca.
Yes, Rebecca.
And I wish you'd pray for my nephew, Isaac Taylor. He was a firefighter on a ship in the Persian Gulf, and he, because of the smoke and stuff, he ended up falling a couple of floors through some kind of hole and had fractured 3 vertebrae. Well, they took him to the hospital in the East Coast, and it's fusion and stuff, but... He pinched the nerve so that it is irritated in his leg. And I think it's the right leg, but I'm not real sure. Anyway, he's in constant pain. He gets 50% disability, which really probably isn't adequate for all that he suffers through. And his pain never goes below a 5, and sometimes it's much greater. Sometimes it's so bad he's almost suicidal. So, and they aren't doing anything else for him.
All right.
He needs some prayer for both of an increased disability, and mostly he needs it for relief of pain.
How old is he?
I'm not exactly sure.
How old is he, Rebecca?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know, he's.
I just wondered if he had
some daughters. He has 2 daughters that are getting out of high school. So.
Okay. All right. That helps.
He's approaching 40, I guess.
All right. He's got family then. Okay, I've got it down here.
He's divorced, and he has a room with my brother, and then he manages a video store.
All right, great. Well, I've got him down here.
Well, he did go to school and get his master's in English, but when he started to teach school, he had some panic attacks, so that didn't work out real well.
Okay. Well, we've got what we need here to pray for him tonight. Thank you, Rebecca.
I guess he has his BS in English. Excuse me.
Okay.
Right,
thank you very much. I hit *6 so we can continue.
Okay.
Does anybody else have a prayer request that you'd like to give us tonight? Just hit *6.
Hello.
Go ahead.
This is Dean from Baltimore. I have a a request for a very good friend of mine named Brenda Brooks. She has cancer in the bowels, and it's spread quite rapidly through her, and they're not giving her much hope, but I'm hoping through the prayers that we can give her some hope. So if we could pray for Brenda Brooks, I'd appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Dean. I'm so glad you shared that. We will pray for Brenda Brooks.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else have a prayer request tonight? Just hit star six. Okay. If that's all there is, I will add one prayer request, and that's for our all of us who have been on the call tonight to take part in faithfully calling to Archangel Michael and his and all of his legions of angels for the complete transmutation, disintegration of all chemtrails, which is rapidly happening, I believe, now, as we now are all aware of this. And we could go into what the chemtrails do to you. We won't take time to do that tonight. So I'm just going to add that as a prayer request for our faithfulness. And the same for nuclear waste at the rate of 300 tons of nuclear waste pouring into the ocean every day, being stopped and also dissolved, transmuted, and for the protection of the West Coast. Okay, is there anybody else?
Yes, like Donna, it's Barbara.
Yes, Barbara.
I would like to request continued prayers for the healing and recuperation of Philip's brother, Leonard,
okay,
from his heart surgery that he had on February 4th.
All right.
Donna?
Yes.
Would you pray for Angie Gamble's daughter? She has lung cancer. This is her second bout with it. And I had told her about some books that might be helpful, and she said that her daughter would not read them or go along that line. So if you would pray for her, and she's in Albuquerque. Her name is Jewel. And then for my friend Irene, her brother, I believe his name is Sam. He's in El Paso. He is on dialysis, and he will not walk or anything. He just lies in the bed.
Oh.
So these are the prayers that I pray for. And then also I give my prayers with the prayer you just requested. And thank you for a very good class.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for being on the class, Lee.
Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
You too. And is there anybody else that has a prayer request tonight? Okay, we will take these five. I'm not sure if Cynthia is still on, because I know that she's with a group and they're doing a study.
I am.
Oh, good. Cynthia, I'm going to give you the first two for a pray for Isaac Taylor, the firefighter that had the terrible accident and fractured his vertebrae and has injured leg and is in, you know, terrible pain,
mm-hmm,
to the point of almost being suicidal. And if you would pray for Dean,
mm-hmm,
from not Dean, but his request, Brenda Brooks,
mm-hmm,
who is a very good friend of his that has cancer of the bowels, and there's not a lot of hope given for her. And then Barbara, if you're still there, if you would take the chemtrails and the nuclear waste situation.
Okay.
And if you will pray for Angie Gamble's daughter, her name is Jewel, and she's got going through a second bout with lung cancer. And let's see, Donna Dregan, are you there tonight? Okay, I don't think she's there. I think I'll take the last one then, unless anybody else is there and would like to volunteer. I will pray for Leonard's recuperation, and I will pray for Irene's brother, Sam, who's on dialysis. So, okay, go ahead and start, Cynthia.
In the name I am that I am, I call forth at this hour prayers to be heard for beloved Isaac Taylor, for his pain, incredible amount of pain in his back. For the relief, I call to the angels of mercy, the angels of comfort, to shine over him 24/7 to bring about release in his mental state so he can able to accept this pain.